Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You, Community Talk Radio, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I have been your host, Rebecca Miller, and co-host, of course, is Otto Loos. Radio show producer extraordinaire, Christina Liu. And of course, great thanks to Dan Cox, WCWP.org director. It just gives us this great opportunity now for almost 10 years to air Project Independence in You.
That's right, in just 2 weeks, we're going to be
on the
celebrating
radio,
our radio 10.
In 2 weeks. We're
2 weeks, baby. Yeah. Your gift bags are ready, guys. So both of you.
Right.
Yeah.
Great show again, thanks to Christina, who brings in really tremendous guests. That is, FEMA, the guests from FEMA with just information on preparedness. And Otto, as you pointed out, it's really all about preparedness, getting ready for anything. I mean, that's, and as you know, it's preparedness, it's planning, and that's what Project Independence is all about too, preparing and planning. And then we had Nassau County Executive Laura Curran, who is always just, full of information on Nassau County and really, she's another one. You always get like a good nugget, a good tidbit of information, things you didn't know. But, I was really grateful to hear, too, how, we're so vaccinated here in Nassau County. So that was a lot of good information. And it was a great show, Christina. I cannot believe it's
well. And thank you, Miss, for filling in. And during the show, I was texting, so we're sending our love out there to our fabulous host, John Ryan.
Of course,
our well wishes. I told him he better get better and get over here stat. He's got 2 weeks to go for a radio anniversary. So,
John, we miss you if you're
that's right.
Be listening.
We do.
And next week, we have another great show on. We have someone actually from the National Council on Aging who's coming on to talk about social isolation, staying independent, and fall prevention awareness. So
okay.
She's kind of covering the whole gamut of things. And, she noticed, obviously, during the pandemic, which we always talked about as well, just the effects of social isolation. So she's going to come on. So that should be a very informative
good show.
And I just want to let people know also there are so many different programs and groups that are going to be, kicking off, where some are going to, we're kind of in this weird phase where some things are, going to be in person, some things, are remaining virtual. So we're kind of, just taking it as we go, obviously.
Right.
We're always terrified to announce anything because, we're in a time of, fluctuation.
We have like a little disclaimer.
Yes, that's what it's like. I feel like that's how I kind of operate on my daily life. It's like, all right, you want to have this plan, but it may not happen. You don't know. So we all have to kind of learn to roll with the punches on that one. But we have just this month for September, we have our men's group, which is still virtual. We have our social discussion group, which is still meeting virtual. Our Blankets of Love group has started to meet in person. Obviously, if you are in a town building right now, you need to wear a mask for this kind of program. And that it meets on Tuesdays over at Clinton G. Martin Park. But there's still the option also, if you are home, you can still Zoom in to this meeting, which is nice because I think it gives people,
Right.
You don't want to take it away. It's great to meet in person, but you also don't want to take away these great programs from the people that might not be ready to go in person. So that is that. We have our St. Francis cardiac screening van, which is following all different kinds of COVID protocols as well. That is going to be at Fuchsillo Park in Carle Place on September 14th. You do not need to make an appointment, which is my favorite thing about this program, because if you are in the area, you can show up and get a screening as well. So that is the St. Francis van. There's a bunch of dates that will be coming up for that. Of course, Beck, our exercise classes. You want to give a little quick update on exercise?
Sure, we've been busy. So we, the Project Independence fitness classes, including Tai Chi, yoga, general fitness, dance fitness, starts the week of the 20th. You can still register. We do have several classes that have filled up because, of course, they are all at 50% capacity, not even, I mean, less than 50%, because we need to social distance 6 feet apart for the entire class. So the class sizes are much smaller. And also, we're not doing as many classes because, you know, we're not using as many facilities. The facilities that we're using at Clinton Martin Park, the Yes We Can Community Center, and the Port Washington Activity Center have a really big room. And we're able to kind of contain people, walk-ins, people coming and going into that space. So, you know, we're just trying to be as safe as possible. But we are going in person, and there are classes that are still open. And we have wait lists for some of the other style classes.
And you're still going to be able to see things on North Hempstead TV.
Which, 7 days a week. Yeah. During the week, I think it's 3 classes a day on North Hempstead Television. And on the weekend, I think it's twice a day. But, you know, sometimes that changes pending other programming that they have on, any other specials.
Yeah, and plus, do I know that the classes, if you are computer savvy, you can watch the YouTube playlist of Project Independence exercise classes, which is certainly beneficial too. So it's nice that there will still be that option. And, you know, since things had to be limited, you know, you could even supplement. You know, you can kind of do both. So if you were used
right.
to taking 3 exercises,
absolutely. Listen to you. Of you know, course, that's you
can,
right.
You can.
You know,
still
it's
do that.
Interesting though, Christina. This is a really, I want to say a gauge, but an interesting way to look at how, because you know, we had hundreds of people taking exercise mm-hmm. classes prior to the
right.
pandemic. Every week we had 17 classes. So, you know, we were extremely concerned that we were going to have to turn away a lot of people mm-hmm. when we sign up. But we really have only had maybe half the amount of people, if yeah. that. I think even it's more like a third the
yeah.
amount of people that used to take the class are signing up now. So it's an interesting number. People
yeah.
are still concerned, and rightly so. It's not for everyone.
Right.
To come back in person, because you know there is a lot of unknowns, but you know we're staying, I think, even a step ahead of the safety protocol, because
yes.
you know the supervisor has already mandated no matter what building you come into you have mm-hmm. to wear a mask, that kind of a thing. So
yeah, absolutely. So listen, everyone,
I have a comment to make.
Oh, yes,
I was
go ahead, Adam.
While going to answer the door for Publishers Clearinghouse, which comes every week to tell me that, I was able to hear the show while I walked to the door because of the technology of these hearing aids now.
There
you
go.
Otto million said dollar hearing
aids. Not missing.
No, I mean,
anything.
Really, if you think about it, it's unbelievable. I could hear everything, and I'm right up to speed here now. So. And
see,
I just
there you go.
Told Publishers
Otto said he's not missing any of our tidbits.
I gave them your addresses and told them to go to your house.
Thank you. I'll be here waiting. But so in addition to that, we have our advisory committee meeting, which is still virtual. That is going to be on September 22nd over at 11:30 a.m. We're working on getting a guest for that. But if you are able to, if you're not able, I should say, to, you know, Zoom in via technology, you can still call in. We get a lot of call-ins for the advisory as well. So if you want to register, just call 869-6311, and this way we can get you set up for that, because it's a great place to kind of get information and to catch up with everyone, which is really, really nice. So that's coming up then. We have a Golden Hearts bingo group, which is also, you can get blood pressure screenings there. So it's like a 2-for-1 special. That's going to be over at the Roslyn Community Center starting in October, which is really, really great. We have scheduled our flu shots. So that is actually hot off the press. I got clearance that it's going to be the quadrivalent vaccine, which is always, you know, they're never sure what type they're going to get for the flu shots. So this is going to be on Monday, October 18th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. over at Clinton G. Martin Park. On Tuesday, October 19th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Port Washington Adult Activity Center. and Wednesday, October 20th, over at Great Neck Social Center, and Wednesday, October 27th, at the Yes We Can Community Center. There will be some enhanced flu shots available. So, you know, this will be worked out with the different nurses, depending on what you want. I've been going back and forth, actually, while we were on the show, about the flu shot program. But it's really great, and we're very up to speed, because I was just talking with Kimberly, who is the commissioner of our department, yesterday, and she was saying she saw on the news, they were saying they're recommending that, you know, seniors get their flu shot, you know, before the end of October. So we are golden in our little thing. And it's great. There's going to be all kinds of different, you know, protocols and social distancing and whatnot. And our Northwell nurses will be providing those. So that is important. So call and register today. I'm already getting registrations for that all week. So call 311 to get your flu shot.
Christina, you going to mention the STOP program?
Yes, I'm going to mention the STOP
program. I happen to be going there this Sunday. So.
Oh, there you go. So we have the next STOP program is actually Sunday, September 12th, over at North Hempstead Beach Park. This is from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can bring all of your aerosols, your household chemicals, pesticides, disinfectants, TVs, computers, if you have some clothing to donate. It's like a one-stop shop, because you sit in your car and you drive up to all the little stations, and you're able to, you know, get rid of. Otto, what will you be getting rid of?
A lot of aerosol cans.
Oh, interesting. Otto, graffiti artist.
You know, I went through the project, I think I told you, going through all the cabinets and whatnot, put everything on the table, and found out we had three of these and two of those, and we didn't use them in 5 years, so they went in the box. And then also you can bring paper for shredding.
Yes, thank you. That is the best, because you are allowed to bring up to, I believe it is six legal boxes. So like the
bag. Wow, that's great.
And you bring them.
A lot of people have said, a lot of people have commented on the show with Mike Kelly, who's the director over at SWAMA, about the show and the information that they learned even regarding the STOP program. And they really like that show.
It was just so, you know, and because it's such a complicated thing, and I think it's really wonderful. But there are great programs, and they're going to keep on coming, and we'll keep promoting them, because there's a lot of good recyclable programs going on.
We are at the end of the show. I can't believe it went. Of course, it went really fast. So, you know, thank you all for listening to Project Independence in You. Thank you to our guests, and to Nassau County Executive Laura Curran, and to Otto, and Christina, another
and to you, my friend.
My pleasure. And all our love and healing powers to John. And we, Christina already provided what's on next week. So have a great weekend, all. You've been listening to Project Independence in You, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Have a great weekend.